It's time for Court to Come to Order. This week, for episode 281 of the Dorky, Geeky, Nerdy Trivia Podcast, I have Night Court Trivia. That's right. Things are about to get weird and wacky with 30 questions from the 1980s sitcom. If you're new to the show, first off, welcome. Every week I give you three rounds of 10 questions each. They range from easy to hard. Whether or not you get them, it doesn't matter, as long as you're having fun. And speaking of fun, let's start the show. The Dorky Round. Number 1. Who played Judge Harry Stone? Harry Anderson. Number 2. Who played ladies' man Dan Fielding? John Larroquette. Number 3. Richard Mull played what giant bailiff? Bull. Number 4. Starting in season 2, Charles Robinson played what court clerk? Mac Robinson. Number 5. The show was set in what U.S. city? New York. Number 6. Who are the only two regular characters to appear in the 2023 sequel series? Dan and Roz. Number 7. Who played Christine Sullivan in season 3 and onward? Marky Post. They wanted her in the pilot, but she was unavailable due to her role in The Fall Guy. Number 8. Marcia Warfield joined the cast in season 4 as what bailiff? Roz Russell. Number 9. Mac was a veteran of which conflict? The Vietnam War. Number 10. What taxidermized animal sits on a shelf in Harry's office? An armadillo. The Geeky Round. Number 1. Who played the first bailiff to work alongside Bull? Selma Diamond. Number 2. What was the name of Mac's wife? Quan Lee. Number 3. Brent Spiner and Annie O'Donnell play what ill-fated couple on several episodes of the series? The Wheelers, Bob and June. Number 4. Harry is a huge fan of what jazz singer? Mel Torme. He made numerous guest appearances on the show. Number 5, what TV veteran played Buddy, Harry's stepfather? John Astin. Number 6, which of the cast won an Emmy for their role 4 years in a row? John Larroquette. He asked to have his name removed from the running after the 4th win. Number 7. Despite his lack of accent, Dan Fielding hails from what southern state? Louisiana. Number 8. The show initially aired on which network? NBC. Number 9. Who replaced Selma Hacker as bailiff after the passing of actress Selma Diamond? Florence Flo Kleiner. Number 10. What Warner Brothers cartoon character appeared as a plaintiff in the episode Still Another Day in the Life? Wile E. Coyote. The Nerdy Round. Number 1. What is Bull Shannon's real name? Aristotle Nostradamus Shannon. Number 2. Who are the only 3 characters to appear in all 193 episodes of the series? Harry, Dan, and Bull. Number 3. Who created Night Court? Reinhold Weege. Number 4. The show debuted in which year? 1984. Number 5. The original series ran for how many seasons? 9 in total. Number 6. Who was the public defender through most of season 2? Billy Young, played by Ellen Foley. Number 7. Appearing in 37 episodes, Mike Finneran played what building maintenance guy? Art Fensterman. Number 8. Who was the public defender through most of season 1? Liz Williams, played by Paula Kelly. Number 9. How did Harry become a judge? He was the only one who answered the phone call from the mayor's office. Number 10. A picture of which star of China Seas and Libeled Lady is hanging on the wall of Judge Stone's office? Jean Harlow. And we're done with Night Court Trivia. This was one of my favorites growing up. I'm really enjoying the new series. I'm hoping it has a chance to really find its footing. What's your take on the new or old show? Next week it's more trivia, but from a more recent TV show. Here's a clue. What medical comedy drama was set in the fictional Sacred Heart Hospital? This was a show my whole family loved. Still does, really. See you back here on Wednesday. This was episode 281 of the Dorky, Geeky, Nerdy Trivia Podcast. If you'd like to help support the show, become a patron at patreon.com/dorkygeekynerdy. This podcast is written, produced, and hosted by me, Brian Rollins. If you're into audiobooks or are looking to have your book turned into an audiobook, contact me at thevoicesinmyhead.com. This show was released under a Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivatives 4.0 International License. Thanks for listening.